How Google Adapts. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Yesterday, we heard from Stephen Levy of Wired Magazine, who is writing a book about the inner workings of Google. Levy told us about Google's super secret search algorithm, the intricate computer code responsible for figuring out what we mean when we type something into Google's search box. Our conversation continues now. Levy says Google tweaks its search engine algorithm all the time.
People are always taking queries that don't work and trying to figure out, gee, what's the problem with our query? And does it mean we have a bigger problem that we could address to make the search engine in general work better? You have to understand, when any of these changes are made, when you try to figure out what a hot dog is, they don't just patch in something saying, okay, search engine, here's what a hot dog is. They fix the algorithm so it could learn in a larger sense. They wonder, why isn't it learning something that would enable it to tackle this query? And it's a pretty hard thing to do because, as it turns out, you know, over one-fifth of the queries that Google gets in a given day are queries the search engine has never seen before.
Google also employs lots of people to just do searches, and then Google looks at the results they get. And Google also essentially uses us, average searchers, to improve the algorithm too, right?
That's right. You know, a lot of people know about the page rank process, which ranks pages on the web. And they said, wow, that's really great. Google uses a form of democracy to help find your, you know, the answers to your search queries. But as it turns out, there's an even bigger form of democracy that Google uses, which is the way we search. It takes that information and then uses that to improve itself. And that's why, incidentally, it's so important for Google to have this data. Everyone wonders, boy, why is Google keeping the information from search logs? They want to keep it for a certain amount of months. Why don't they just delete that? And, you know, that way our privacy will be protected if the government ever came with a subpoena or something like that. Well, the reason why is because they use that information to improve themselves. If they couldn't keep their search logs for at least a period of time to analyze it, Google could not get better.
Bing from Microsoft, the search engine, is probably one of the biggest challenges to the Google algorithm. How do you gauge Google's ability to defend its intellectual property and maintain its dominance in search against threats like Bing?
Right. Well, Bing is certainly going to present the biggest challenge to Google, the biggest competitive challenge in the next few years. And right now, the part of Bing which isn't as good as Google, and over a long period of time, I think we'll tell that, is the search quality, the results. Bing has made some other advances there, you know, by actually consciously trying to identify things that the Google search engine might not do as well as Microsoft could match. And so they've managed to make a splash by specializing in certain areas there. And they understand, though, that the big quest is really the search quality, which they're working hard at, and they're going to actually have a big advantage in catching up now that they're merging their operations with the Yahoo search engine. Google has, you know, the biggest advantage because it has the most searches and the most data, but Microsoft hopes that by combining its market share with Bing, with the expanded market share it'll have with Yahoo, is it'll have sort of a critical mass of data to enable to improve in more effectively compete with Google in search quality.
Stephen Levy is a senior writer at Wired. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.